every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bears, John Fox said today that Leonard Floyd is likely to be placed on an IR soon, but the team has not decided yet about surgery for Floyd. The Bears head to Philly on Sunday where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. Bears great and Hall of Fame semifinalist Brian Urlacher was on with Spiegel and Parkins and let them know what he likes about Mitch Trubisky.
He's not about himself. He's about trying to win games. I think once they give him some more freedom to do more things, he'll do better and better like he has been. The last couple weeks, he's throwing the ball a little more, got a little bit more aggressive. And he can run, which is a big threat as a defensive player. It was a pain in the butt getting ready for guys who could scramble. And Mitch got some wills. It's exciting to see us finally have a guy like that who can do it all.
In the NBA, the Bulls blew a 19-point lead last night in their loss to the Lakers. Tonight, they'll try to get their first win on their road trip in Salt Lake City against the Rudy Gobert-less Utah Jazz. On the ice, the Blackhawks will be back in Tampa tonight, visiting the Lightning. College basketball on the score tonight at 5:30. Illinois takes on Augustana. And in the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they take on Milwaukee. Searching for a solution to cracks in your brickwork? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. And this season, give thanks to the car that helps you get through it. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday savings event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
They do stupid things. We talked about post entries the other day, how people can't do them anymore. They don't even bother. They don't even bother. They skip the whole step of making the bad post entry pass.
Oh, but they got to roll Robin Lopez in the post. He's got Pope on him.
Outside Holiday. No, and he got bailed out.
He got bailed out.
That was not a good shot. No. They bailed him out.
I unfriend you.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Just because you're on a bad team doesn't make you better. You know what I mean?
Just because you have an opportunity.
Right.
And minutes.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're good.
Robin Lopez had Justin Holiday's man in the post, and he settled for a three.
The problem is you got a bunch of dudes who can't play on the NBA level all on the same team. It's like, oh, I'm pulling. Yeah.
You can get this shot anytime you want to. He settles for a three-point shot in a close game and doesn't take advantage of the mismatch. And now you see him on the sideline.
Bulls basketball isn't awful to watch. It's maddening.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
There's another
Another episode of Maddening last night.
It was. It's not Mad Men. It's no. Maddening that yeah. you can watch.
Yeah. Well, by the way, welcome back. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're out live on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Tell the people where we are, Bernstein.
Technically not the Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Well, it is technically a Bud Light event that does also bring you tickets. In this case, Bulls Cavs tickets with a parking pass at Scoreboards in Oswego. And here, by the way, this is the joint because they've got live music on this very stage where we are every Saturday night. They've got free poker every Wednesday night, free trivia every Tuesday, free pizza buffet during a certain popular football halftime.
Really?
Yes.
Halftime pizza buffet out there in Oswego?
They take care of you here. Man. So, by the way, Antonio Blakeney.
Yes.
If we may call to order our Bulls meeting.
Yeah.
Antonio.
Let's talk about the good before we get to what we gotta get to.
I don't know if Gennaro and Jeremy Pargo know they had a brother, but somebody they have to go through. It's sort of a Dickensian plot twist where it's revealed at the end that Antonio Blakeney is at least an honorary Pargo brother.
He's a long lost Pargo?
Yes, because he's Pargoing all over the place last night.
I like him.
Oh, hey. That's another guy like, oh, ball's in my hands.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it. Yeah, a week ago he came up, I believe, and he was playing some decent ball. You know he's not scared of the moment. He played well in the G League, so they're giving him a shot. They're giving him a chance because they've been searching for a lead guard / point guard for years, especially a backup. But he's not scared. He's very slight, though.
Oh, between him and Justin Holiday, just one gust of wind and you half your team's gone.
We need more Italian beefs on their menus.
They are, as they say in the game, light in the arse.
Yes. Some more good last night. Lauri Markkanen, when he wasn't shooting well, I thought he played pretty decent positional defense, and he rebounded. Like, show me what you do when you're not playing well.
That's what Lonzo was doing.
Yeah, yes, he was. I love the fact that dude isn't a ball-dominant point guard. That dude can't wait to kick the ball up the court, and you better be ready for it, too. So there's a lot of good in last night's game. Now let's get to the bad.
How much time you have?
Let's get to the bad, ladies and gentlemen. If I have to see, to open up a game, Justin Holiday going bank and missing the entire rim, he pulled up from 10 feet, one of the first possessions up and down the court. He pulls up for a bank shot, which you better have practiced that. That's all I'll say. Like, if you're pulling up going bank on a two-on-one break, that means you practice that. It means you put some time in the gym. He missed the entire rim. I sat there. I'm busting up laughing because I'm the only one in the President's Lounge last night who was paying attention to Bulls Lakers. And then we got to get to Jerry and Grant. You know, like I said yesterday.
If you're just joining us on the Bernstein and Goff Show, a recurring theme of late.
We got to get to Jerry and Grant.
Has been Jason Goff, the man who shares his initials.
JG.
And how he feels about a fellow JG and his role as professional basketball player in this town.
I always start this with, seems like a great kid. Seems like a hard worker. He's terrible at basketball. Dan, the things that a point guard.
Skip.
Dan. The things that a point guard who isn't a good scorer should have in his DNA, he is completely void of, whether it be noticing the mismatch, whether it be controlling the tempo. Son, you are getting ready to lose your spot to a guy they traded for. Understand, you talk about KYP? KYA, know your atmosphere.
You're going to say know your ass from a hole in the ground.
No. Know your atmosphere. Know when they bring in someone to replace you that you need to be on your P's and Q's. So for Jerry and Grant and Justin Holiday, figure something out. Get better at basketball. Justin just got paid, so he's like, to hell with it, I'm putting it up. And then there's some other things that happened last night. I don't know when Fred is going to be able to impart upon the young men that are wearing the Bulls colors that you're not the ones that can run my offense. So find out what you do in my offense.
There's only two guys that Fred needs to care about.
Lauri
and Chris Dunn.
And Chris Dunn. Denzel had a good game last night. You know why Denzel had a good game last night? Because Denzel wasn't being Denzel. Denzel wasn't pulling up like a crazy man. He had one long top of the key three.
It went in.
That went in. And Stacey was like, hey, that went in, but that wasn't a good shot. And then at the end of the game, and we've been talking about it for the last couple of shows. I heard Danny and Matt talk about it today during the midday show. At the end, Tony, if we have this ready, at the end of the game, when you've watched everything that you've watched and you know how you feel about Fred Hoiberg's offense and whether they're running it or not, this is what Stacey King had to say.
The shot selection, again, has been the Achilles heel for the Bulls. You know, just understanding when to take what's a good shot and what's a shot in rhythm of the offense that you're running. Again, it's failed them. They're taking a lot of ill-advised shots with 20 seconds on the shot clock.
Well, knocked out of Robin's hands.
And I really think that, you know, Fred has given these guys a lot of freedom, you know, this year, Neil. He's given them a lot of freedom to take shots within, you know, in the flow of the game. But I think they're going to have to start reeling back on some of these guys and some of their shots that they're taking in the game. And start really, you know, just reeling back a little bit. You know, taking shots early in the shot clock is unacceptable. You know, taking one-on-four three-point shots with no one rebounding basketballs is unacceptable. You've got to start recognizing that. You're 13, 14 games in a season. You've got to start recognizing what good shots are and what shots in the flow of the offense.
Some of this is on Fred, and some of it is on the people that you are drafting, the people that you have sold to Chicago Bulls fans as the guys who know basketball because they went to big universities and they were achievers for 3 or 4 years on the collegiate level. Some of this is just plain basketball common sense. If some of the things that happen on a floor routinely in Bulls games happen in the rec leagues or the pickup games that I've been in, guys will be fighting. There are some stupid decisions being made. And I'm in a weird place, Dan, because I thought the Bulls' experience this year, even though there's been a ton of losses, I thought it would be a lot worse than this. It's been.
I said that early.
Mildly intriguing. There's, you know, watching Markkanen be the guy that he's become.
Here's what it comes down to: any team that shoots that many threes will have nights where they're in games, like the Charlotte game. Right. There's going to be nights where it's like, ooh, okay. Right. Some nights they're going to be falling for you. Everybody's just going to be seeing them better.
It's not a disgusting style or it's not an awful watch, if that makes any sense. I know whether they're not like 3-14 or something like that. Yeah, I know they got a ton of losses. It's not an awful watch, but it's just bad enough that it upsets you. Like, this is a great barometer for Bulls fans who are like, you know what? I think that this is okay, but the reasons why they are losing still affect me in a way. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be – the Bulls are doing you a great favor by you not having to be, you know, dying and living and dying with every single possession like the years past, or watching a team that you just didn't like the last couple of years. Because I think there are a lot of likable dudes on this squad. I love watching Robin Lopez play basketball. I love the fact that Robin Lopez has become a top three option on an NBA offense. And he's just like, all right, whatever you want me to do, I got a left hook jump shot, I got a right hook jump shot, and I can put the ball back up.
He's also a dinosaur.
Yeah.
He's a disappearing creature.
What happened to his brother? They couldn't play his brother last night. For as long as – you look at the minutes Brooke Lopez played, and you look at the minutes that – and I don't know, but it felt like Robin was on the court for a long time and Brooke was on the bench watching those young boys run up and down, because they got a number two pick who they can't wait to put on the bench once they find somebody better in Brandon Ingram. Julius Randle was, what, the sixth or seventh pick? That dude's coming off the bench. Like, they got thoroughbreds out there that they're just waiting to drop LeBron or somebody on.
Kyle Kuzma is a smooth player.
Yeah, he's a stud.
He is a pro.
Yeah, he's a stud. I didn't watch a lot of Utah basketball, so I found out about him in this year's summer league.
And isn't Jakob Poeltl on a team too?
Yeah, he is.
Right?
Oh my goodness!
I saw his name in a box score the other night.
Denver, or he's I think he's somewhere out west. But the Bulls thing, I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know like what goes on, because we don't talk about, like, we talk about it together, but we don't take a lot of Bulls calls, and I can definitely understand it because the team isn't very good. But where the Bulls are right now, I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to judge not only the coach, who going forward might give himself another job, but the front office, who, you know, I've said my piece on them. The fact that they've got all these big school big, you know, highly coached, high-achieving basketball players that play just dumb enough to upset you. I think that's where I'm at right now with Bulls basketball.
There's some other stuff going on, too, and it has to do with Bobby Portis and Nico Mirotic. And I know that you talked at length with Bobby about some of this stuff, but this is mostly my speculation, but it's based on some conversations. It's not uninformed speculation about that uncomfortable situation and how the proper way for it to be handled because of what team expectations are regarding the incident and the aftermath of the incident.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you want to jump in, we're ready for you. The conversation is right here for you. We're having holiday fare in terms of our sports.
And it's filling up here, too, already.
Our people.
Scoreboards in Oswego. It looks like our
guys are out.
Our guy got displaced here. Our Kiss guy got displaced.
Yeah, he got up for 1 second.
Yeah,
somebody stole his table.
Bogarted his table.
Unfortunately, we can't find him another one.
Nope.
So you're going to have to stand for the rest of the
for
show.
For the remainder.
That's
the rule. He's like, I don't want to stand
right.
for the rest
I'd
of the
like
show.
To sit down. They're eating his sandwich and everything. Like, they didn't even clear the table. They're just finishing his meal over there.
And
so come on out to Scoreboards and hang out with
us. Yeah, Scoreboards an official Hawks bar, and they got Bud Light specials for every Hawks game. I believe there's one tonight, so there will be plenty of hockey fans in here enjoying that.
So the Nico Bobby thing, the next level of it, some more information.
It's just all messed
up. It's still messy. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're yourselves. You look good out there, and I'm sure everybody's looking forward to getting into that holiday swing of things. Come on out and hang out with us. 1100 Douglas Road. You get some Bud Light, maybe get yourself some Cavs Bulls tickets, and you listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Molly and Hanley here. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank all of you for keeping The Score the number one sports station in Chicago.
Join us on Thanksgiving and enjoy a feast of NFL football. First, feed your sports appetite on Vikings versus Lions starting at 11 a.m.
Followed by the Chargers and Cowboys at 3 p.m. And finally, at 7 p.m., it's Giants and Washington.
An all-day Thanksgiving football cornucopia.
And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. Thank goodness for football on Thanksgiving because it allows us an out from discussing politics and holiday plans with the family. So with that in mind, let's establish a person or team of the NFL that correlates to each part of your Thursday dinner. Turkey is the Patriots. They are our generational constant. Stuffing, Aaron Rodgers. You don't realize how vital it is until it's missing. Cranberry sauce is the Skycam, a very polarizing subject. Traffic, Roger Goodell, the dynamic we can all rally behind complaining about. And finally, fruitcake, which is the Browns. It's bad, it's been bad, and it's always going to be bad. I'm D.A.
CBS Sports Radio.
Calling all contracts.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit Mueller Honda of Gurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has...
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like...
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? With their 2017 Chevy closeout sale, get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customer. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Hi, it's Jeff.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
What's Black Friday at Muller Honda in Highland Park like? Well, it's more exclusive, and we always make it hassle-free. Enjoy your holiday without the long lines and large crowds. It's your final chance at clearance pricing during the Happy Honda Day sales event. But hurry, clearance pricing is for a limited time only. With hundreds of your favorite Hondas in stock, you always get more selection at your preferred Honda store. Chat us online to learn more. Nothing will make you light up more than saving. That's Black Friday the Muller way. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. It's your final chance for clearance pricing on all your favorite new Hondas. Muller Honda in Highland Park. Find your new Honda on Skokie Valley Road. Or visit us online 24/7 at MullerMeansMore.com. That's MullerMeansMore.com. Part of the Muller Auto Group. You will not be disappointed.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., the biggest, the original Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 Kia Optima LXs, 30% off at just $17,179. New 2016 Kia Rio LXs, now 40% off at just $10,600. That's right, just $10,600. You can even get 50% off used vehicles, plus get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 Kia Optima LXs, 30% off. New 2016 Kia Rio LXs, now 40% off. Only at Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood and BlackFridayCarDeal.com. That's BlackFridayCarDeal.com. Stock number A70549, number A60324. Savings off MSRP on select new models. Two available at this price, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 dock fee. Off current NADA retail value on select used vehicles. Minimum 5% of inventory. Expires 11/27/17.
Hey, it's Hanley here. It's time to bet the 2017 Hawthorne Gold Cup with ExpressBet. It's the official online betting partner of Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne's most historic and prestigious race hosts some of horse racing's top thoroughbreds. And you can watch the race and bet all the races from your laptop, your phone, your tablet. Don't have an ExpressBet account? It's easy to open one. Do it today and pick up a $20 signing bonus, a $100 signing bonus, a $500 signing bonus. The action begins Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 25th. At the track or on the go, however you bet the Gold Cup, bet on ExpressBet.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. Man Crates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to mancrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of 5-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to mancrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
I'm just here to play basketball, man. Push my teammates to get better each and every day. In my last game, we had some slippage with our energy. I'm trying to bring energy to practice and make us better. No, I haven't. Like I said, I'm just worried about playing basketball right now, just trying to get our team better. We had some slippage our last two games.
That's Bulls power forward Bobby Portis. He was the only guy last night with a positive plus minus, if you care about those kinds of things. And we're still in that murky, foggy, you know, Nico and Bobby territory where you got a guy who's been paid by an organization and the organization expects him to be a part of the organization. And he feels like he doesn't have to because he doesn't want to be on the same court or in the same room with Bobby Portis.
A lot of this stuff starts to make sense. And I think you had mentioned this and other people had mentioned this too, that Bobby wasn't really the aggressor. That as I understand it now and talking to multiple people, that it was a bad day for Nico and Bobby was killing him and just all over him. And Nico was throwing elbows and that Bobby was just responding to getting run at. And it was a bad day. And the reason why the locker room quickly coalesced behind Bobby is they were there. They saw exactly what happened, and that's all you need to know is just how quickly the locker room made their decision.
Yes.
Now, the secondary aspect here is the fact you're not allowed to just not play. You're an employee, and you say what you want about where the Bulls are or what's going on, but he's part of their team, and all players have value. He is a young asset. And when the doctors say, okay, now it's, we went through this with Derrick Rose.
Right.
When the doctors say, now it's, you're okay, now it's time to get back to doing this and doing that, you're not allowed to just say, I don't want to.
Yeah, the circumstances may be tough, but you have to be tougher than those circumstances.
Correct.
And any dad will tell you that, any boss will tell you that. Everything's not going to go your way. And if you're looking at Nico, you think about that march that he had a few years ago under Tom Thibodeau. Things have gone downhill since then. At some point, you've got to be the reason why they turn around. And the old adage, run up, get done up. You cannot approach a man in a fashion that he thinks that something's going to happen to him and not expect him to protect himself.
Not only
that, I was saying that, the people were texting, oh, Bobby's a thug. He should go to jail. Charges should be filed. I'm like, all right, just keep playing like you didn't know what happened on that court.
Not going to happen, and there isn't going to be any civil suit either.
No.
Because everybody was a witness, and if you start talking about being, you know, physical, it was a one-sided affair. The physicality was a one-sided affair up until Bobby did what he did. So that there have been multiple descriptions and everybody hinting at this and that, but the team is ready for it sounds insensitive, but the team is ready for Nico to get over it and do his job.
Yeah, and
that's what it sounds like to me.
You're going to be in a weird, weird place because it's a team that's losing. It's a team that's trying to groom a big man that plays his position in Markkanen, that plays his position in Bobby Portis.
That's the funny thing, that Markkanen would never have been discovered this early had this
right.
not happened.
Right.
They didn't. There's no way they knew
he
that he was this polished.
He'd been getting 7 to 12 minutes a game instead of starting and proving himself on the NBA level.
Being the best player on your team.
Especially after the back issues that he had in the offseason. They were going to bring him along slowly. And I still cringe because you'll see it every once in a while when Lowry lands funny, because he's had a couple of spills these last couple of games. When he lands funny, you know, the wincing, I'm like, oh, please, please don't be the guy with promise that has the back issues, because for NBA players, it's back and it's feet. You know, you can mess around and repair a knee.
Don't be Greg Oden.
Yeah,
and
man.
Don't be Sam Bowie.
Yeah, your feet go on you, your back go on you. It's a wrap. So, yeah, I don't know if we would have seen this. In fact, I know we wouldn't have seen this early. I'm happy we have seen this. And also for Nico, you got to figure out, you're putting, and we talk about football stuff on tape, you're putting stuff on tape right now for other NBA teams too. And I'm talking about the tape of a locker room where they're like, oh, we're going to bring that guy in? The guy who ran up, got knocked out, and then didn't want to play because he got knocked out? Yeah, we're going to bring that into our locker room? Like, if you do want to go somewhere else, you'd get back on the practice floor as soon as you possibly can and say, oh, now that's a guy with a stiff upper lip. You know, no pun intended. He came back to work. He righted his wrongs, and he's still, you know, a viable commodity in the NBA. He's not helping anyone in this situation right now.
This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
I'm worried, Dan.
About?
Well, we were talking about Thanksgiving and transition, and I'm worried that, because my lady puts way too much pressure on herself when it comes to cooking for Thanksgiving. And I tell her, hey, I'll help you out. Now with the baby, that's a different dynamic. Somebody's got to watch this little jerk because he climbs up on everything these days.
You going to make some pureed turkey and gravy for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the purees on deck. Yeah, he'll be fine. Anything that we eat, we'll just throw into the baby bullet, and next thing you know.
Or just mashed potatoes, a little bit of the gravy-covered dressing.
She trips on me, man, because I'll give him some of my Italian ice, all that good stuff. Yeah. She's like, it's too much sugar. I'm like, come on, man. It's a little roadrunner. Yeah, she's super, like, she wants to wrap him in bubble wrap, and I can't wait for him to fall so I can laugh at him. So
the problem is when you, this is the whole first kid thing, and
the whole first kid thing.
Right, because you worry so much, and then the
dad's going to tell me I should throw my baby in a well and come back in 18 years.
No, actually, you're pretty good about that.
I am.
I balance it. You were brought up like a second kid.
Yes. Yes. I had a key to our apartment when I was 5 years old. I was taking a train to grammar school when I was 7, 8 years old. Yeah. Like they're like, hey, don't come back dead. All right, cool. I'll see you later.
That's second kid stuff.
Yeah, like, that's, you know, my parents left for work early. They came home later at night. I was like, all right, what can I do? I got sports. I got video games. I got girls that won't look at me. All right, things are figured out till I'm 15, 16 years old. Now, I got this kid is eating organic purees and all this other weirdo stuff.
Sung to the tune of Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, like every once in a while, I'll just give him a little pluck right on the forehead just so he knows that it's not sweet out here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, hey, I know how your mom is handling you, but hey, hold that for a little bit. She'll come see why you're crying, and I'll lie and say you did something. It's all good. Like, you know, we got to – She puts so much pressure on herself when it comes to the cooking part, so I've outsourced it, and now we're only going to do the sides.
Now Mariano's going to hook you up?
No, well, I bought a pie and like 75 cookies from Mariano's yesterday, and they're all going to be from me, because I don't play. Thanksgiving, like, I'm a fat guy, regular fat guy during the year. Oh, Thanksgiving, it gets gluttonous. Like, I get super stupid. Like, I'm eating gravy as soon as I wake up. Like, I'm drinking from a vat of gravy tomorrow morning at 9:30. And that's while I'm playing basketball.
See, I wait. I always tried to starve myself I actually walk in the door of my cousin's
house.
But Dan,
does that work, though? Because is there a science, like, you make, like, you'll fill up quicker if you don't eat?
No, I go and I work out hard, and I do sauna and steam and take out, like, sweat out all the extra water weight. Yep.
All right. Well, enjoy that. I'm going to start drinking as soon as we leave this place and won't stop until the last kickoff.
I'm also thinking, too, you know what today could be? Like the Friday news dump. Like the,
oh, yeah.
With what's going on right
if
now.
If you're a pedophile,
today
is the day to get that out the way.
We're going to have like 7 or 8 sexual harassment and sexual assault scandals by 6 o'clock.
I think before the show's over, I'm going to say that you sexually assaulted me at some point.
Well, maybe. Well, it's not really an assault. If
you're right.
You know.
Yeah, if I get the room.
You're sliding a card key over to me. I don't think that constitutes assault at this point, counselor.
So if you're in Hollywood, today is the day to be a scumbag.
Washington, Hollywood. Yeah. I get the feeling. This isn't informed, but I do get the feeling that there's a lot of publicists and spokespeople right now saying, we're going to release this at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
I know we got to hit an update right now, but the most stick to sportsy ever tweet this morning.
Okay.
I cannot let this go.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bears, John Fox said that Leonard Floyd is likely to be placed on IR soon. The team hasn't decided yet about surgery for Floyd. Offensive coordinator Dowell Logan said when Deion Sims returns, the Bears won't slow Adam Shaheen's progress that he's shown over the last couple weeks. The Bears head to Philly on Sunday where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. Bears great and Hall of Fame semifinalist Brian Urlacher was on with Spiegel and Parkins and let them know what he actually enjoys about watching the Bears this year.
I'm so excited about our team right now. Love the kid, obviously, Mitch. I think everyone's excited about him, as we should be. Their defense is playing good. They're physical. They get after the quarterback. They stop the run. Just, you know, everything is exciting. It's great to be a Bears fan right now. For me personally, after the last couple of years, it's fun to be on that bandwagon.
In the NBA, the Bulls are trying to get the first win on their current road trip. They're in Salt Lake City taking on the Utah Jazz minus Rudy Gobert. On the ice, the Blackhawks will be in Tampa tonight, visiting the Lightning. College basketball tonight on the score at 5:30 as Illinois will take on Augustana. And in the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday until they take on Milwaukee. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Rick Hamm, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Toyota of Naperville.
You know that Toyota of Naperville is the largest Toyota dealership based on total Illinois sales for 2016, right? But did you know that the Black Friday event is going on right now? Hurry into Toyota of Naperville on Ogden Avenue or visit toyotaofnaperville.com.
We got our Bud Light peeps out here. They have the middle table is like a it's a table of drinking knights. You know?
Dilly dilly.
there is a landfill worth of tater tots over there, I see, and the Bud Light is flowing. I'm sure
the
toilet paper will get a good workout before.
I'm going to give you the untold truth of what I know.
This is the best job, especially
when Fridays or days before the weekend. The truth is, when we do these, and we love being out and about. We always joke about how far we have to drive and the whole thing. And we'll look, 10 years of the tavern tour, and now we're looking to do more stuff here. When you go to one of these events, the table that is hitting it the hardest is always the Bud Light
without
people
question.
Themselves. It's like they always say at your wedding, people are only going to have as much fun as you have, that you have to set the tone.
Not the Bud Light people.
I will say this.
They come set, the tone's been set.
When you come to one of these events, they're going to show you how it's done.
Right.
These are professionals.
Yes.
So when it comes to, you see a pile of bottles and food flying everywhere and buckets of beer, they're just showing you. This is the proper way to approach these events and get your weekend started. Watch and learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also put everything on their tab. he forgot to mention that part. My man in the back's like, yeah, I got a 3 or 4 beer budget. So, you know, these better be the greatest Bud Lights of all time. But shout out to the Bud Light people for having us out here. All right. So this is, give them a hand. Yeah. You know, the more applause they get, you know, the easier it is for me to pay rent. So this is, all right, whether you are pro-Donald Trump or not so pro-Donald Trump, I don't care in this moment. You have to tell me what this tweet means about LeVar Ball.
I'm supposed to translate him?
This, I think Donald Trump thinks that Lonzo and LiAngelo are the same person.
I got that too.
And it's like, how can you? Because you knew that you got a college student out of a jam. So how could
both in Los Angeles.
Just listen to this. My man woke up at 4:30 this morning. Said, you know what? I got to get this off my chest. He sat on the toilet, and he broke out the old Twitter fingers once again. He said it wasn't the White House, it wasn't the State Department, it wasn't Father LaVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. In all caps, it was me. So he sets the tone there. Too bad. He says, too bad. Like, I should have left his ass in jail.
Even though it wasn't jail, it was a luxury hotel that they were allowed to leave.
Yeah, so you got the president saying that I should have left an American citizen in Chinese jail. We'll keep it moving, though. LaVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair. Let's dissect that for a second here. Isn't Don King a poor man's version of Don King? Like, Don King ain't got no money? Like, what are we talking about here? And a way to exalt a guy who has been in jail for murder, by the way.
Right.
I don't know if anybody knows that. Don King went to jail for murder. All right, so that's the great American citizen that you're uplifting here. And then it gets weird, if it hadn't been weird already. Just think, LaVar, you could have spent the next 5 to 10 years during Thanksgiving with your son in China, but no NBA contract to support you. And that's where I start to scratch the old head. Because if the kid that you got out of trouble is a college student, what NBA contract are you talking about? Because LiAngelo's not going to the NBA. His father said he's the worst of the three kids. He said he's happy that he has all the looks because he's the worst player. So you're talking about Lonzo? And if you're talking about Lonzo, does that mean that you think Lonzo won't support his family because his brother got caught shoplifting in China?
Or are you counting on LaMelo actually being in jail in China?
Right. Like he's setting LaMelo up to go do the prison bid that his brother didn't do. But remember, LaVar, shoplifting is not a little thing. It's a really big deal, especially in China. You ungrateful fool.
Right, shoplifting is no small thing, but when you're exalting Don King, who's a convicted murderer.
He took someone's life. LiAngelo Ball took some sunglasses. This guy killed a person, and he's saying that he's a poor man's Don King, like Don King is the thing to be. Like I said,
and you're right, Don King
pro.
Isn't even Don King.
Exactly. I don't care if you're pro Donald Trump or against Donald Trump. It's just there were so many things that man woke up and just let it fly. Oh, my God. The stick to sports crowd, hey, listen, I'm not doing it. He is. I sat there and I tried to figure out for a good 10 minutes what he was getting at. Like, did he think LiAngelo and Lonzo are the same person? Did he think that Lonzo is going to disassociate himself because of LiAngelo's shoplifting ways? Like you mentioned, is he going to put LaMelo in Chinese jail? Man, I can't wait. I can't wait for one morning for him to wake up and be like, hey, guys, I was just playing. I'm a regular person. Let's get to running this country. Like, it is amazing to me that this is what is on this man's mind. And now he's got me thinking about LaVar Ball and Don King way too much. This is what's happening in the country right now, Dan.
Is Dan implying he's smarter than Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well,
I'm really not implying it. I'm confident that that's the case, and many people also are.
He threatened to leave 3 19-year-olds in Chinese jail.
Even though they weren't in jail. At no point were they in jail.
This whole thing, man. Oh, I laugh to keep from crying because I cry when I read them in the morning.
I don't think he knows that LiAngelo and Lonzo are two different people.
Yes, or does he not know that LiAngelo is not a good player?
I don't know. If more appropriate would be someone in government tweeting about the dangers of actually watching Lonzo shoot.
Oh, my God.
If you would have put him in basketball shooting jail.
Oh, my God.
That's, or send him to a re-education facility in Quebec. That's fine. This segment brought to you by JCPenney. It's Black Friday at JCPenney, and the challenge is on. Doors open Thursday at 2 p.m. for unbeatable deals. Hurry in this Thursday and Friday, JCPenney. Top of the hour, there is so much baseball Hall of Fame stuff to discuss with the foremost living authority on the politics of glory, Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated. He's going to join us after the top of the hour. 312-644-6767. We haven't taken a call yet either on this Thanksgiving Eve. So I think a lot of people who are joining us are here looking to win our terrific prize, Bulls Cavs tickets with a parking pass.
I'm going to go hang out with the Bud Light people. There's apparently a pickle thing going on. There's like an This is an exhibition of pickle dipping going on over there.
All right.
Well, yeah. We got a pickle dipping stand here at Scoreboards. Well, come on through.
Let's do this hockey.
Yeah, they didn't know that promotion was running as well.
Yeah, that's why Bud Light is famous among friends. You have the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Brian Urlacher joins Spiegel, Parkins, and Patrick Manley to talk about the current Bears and Mitch Trubisky.
What do you specifically see in Mitch?
I like the way he conducts himself. He can run, which is a big threat as a defensive player. It's exciting to see us finally have a guy like that who can do it all. And more importantly, he's about the team. Mitch don't care about Mitch. Mitch cares about trying to win games and doing what's right for the team.
Listen to the entire Brian Urlacher interview with Spiegel and Parkins at 670thescore.com.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit Mueller Honda of Gurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., The biggest, the original Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 30, 40, even 50% off. New 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports, 30% off at just $20,800. New 2017 Hyundai Elantra SEs, now 40% off at $12,800. That's right, 40% off a new Elantra. You can even take 50% off used vehicles. Plus, get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. And every new Hyundai Grossinger sells comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 mile limited powertrain protection in the Hyundai Assurance. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 30, 40, even 50% off. Only at Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood and Palatine and BlackFridayCarDeal.com. Stock number 870791, number 870062, available at this price off MSRP on select new models, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. Off current NADA retail value on select used vehicles. Minimum 5% of inventory expires 11/27/17.
Tonight, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Happy Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, a lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
It already looks like the sun's going down, which it's that time of year where you try to savor your couple hours of sunshine if that's important to you. If you have seasonal affective disorder, you go outside and get vitamin D when you can get it, and then you head back into the warmth. But we are going to be here until 5:30 today, and here is Scoreboards in Oswego. We're going to talk to Jay Jaffe in just a few minutes at Old Check at 3:40. We've got some great in other news at 4. Hub Arkish will take your calls at 5 with plenty of other things to discuss. And did you want to follow up on a story we touched on late in the show yesterday?
Yeah, in other news yesterday, I talked about the weirdness that is the Ray Allen story. Ray Allen said that he was catfished by a single man posing as several different attractive women on the internet, getting his private information, and that man went on to get a restraining order from Ray Allen, saying that to restrain Ray Allen from stalking him. And you know, the story sounded weird from jump, and then this comes out yesterday from TMZ Sports. The man who obtained a restraining order against Ray Allen says he was not catfishing the NBA star. The two were in a romantic relationship. But Ray's attorney tells TMZ Sports the man is lying. As we previously reported, Allen is in a legal war with Bryant Coleman, a staffer in the communications department at the University of Central Florida. Coleman says Allen's allegations that he pretended to be a woman to obtain, quote, private information about Ray are false. The truth, according to Coleman, is that Allen offered up info along with pictures and videos, knowing full well that Coleman is a man. He says the relationship goes back several years. Quote, Ray's account of our relationship is fake. Ray knows how I look. He knows how my voice sounds. He knows how I think. And most importantly, he knows my heart. Unquote. However, because of confidentiality considerations, I am not in a position to provide a more detailed response to Mr. Allen's false and salacious claims. I will rely on the courts to protect me against Mr. Allen's violent threats and false accusations. The exact nature of the alleged, quote, violent threats is unclear, but as we previously reported, Coleman obtained a restraining order claiming Allen was stalking him. They reached out to Allen's legal team for comment, and his attorney shot down Coleman's claim, saying Mr. Coleman's statement would be funny if it wasn't so crazy. There has never been and never will be a relationship or friendship between Ray Allen and Mr. Coleman. They have never met and never have spoken. And it goes on to detail some other things. When I heard it yesterday, when I read the story yesterday, and this is this is my first blush, I switched out every single word that said man for woman. And when you look at it in normal, in what we think are normal parlance, when we talk about relationships between a man and a woman, a scorned, especially scorned woman, it seemed like a side chick or a side piece who was scorned and wanted more and was showing up at the guy's lady's house, mm-hmm. Not house, but establishment and place of business. Yeah, it's really, really messy.
My thought, too, was the premise that he had been successfully catfished, meaning successfully defrauded by multiple made-up women who were all traced to the same man was astronomical. The odds of that happening, if it's one woman that's created by one man, that's one thing. That's the Manti Te'o thing. But when you're saying that this one man created several women
and got
that,
you,
and got you on every single one of them, I don't buy that. I just, it's my hope that whatever honesty can prevail here,
yeah,
just prevails.
Safe.
Just
be
just
safe.
Just there's.
Be safe.
Yeah, you just
it's we live in a weird time where men. And I'm not talking about Ray Allen, but we live in a weird time where men, for whatever reason, still can't live their truths and have to live on the outskirts of their truths because of public perception and end up being unsafe in, on many levels, whether it be
unhappy,
violent threats,
yeah,
or endangering themselves by going the route of prostitution and all that other stuff. I mean, you know, it's really, really weird. And anytime we get back to sports and start talking about sports again and athletes and the machismo that is in the locker room, I don't think it's as the evolution process has taken place in a lot of these locker rooms a lot more than we think. These guys know. These guys play and travel with dudes, and they know. And we're not talking about Ray Allen.
And they don't mind.
Yeah. Dude, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce got traded to the Brooklyn Nets when Jason Collins was on that coaching staff, I believe. Oh, he was actually on the end of the bench when they signed him. Yeah, he was on the roster. And Kevin Garnett was the first person to speak out and say, hey, that's my dude. And that's my guy. I play with this dude. And whatever he does on his own time is his damn business. That's my teammate. And we're going to ride for him just like the way he rides for us. And we're going to keep it professional. So I think that the old days, yeah, there are probably a few mouth breathers here and there, or the guy who's the San Francisco corner that said it during the Super Bowl media day.
Cullinan.
You know what I'm talking about. Chris Cullerton, or is it Cullerton or something like that?
Culliver.
I think might have been Chris Culliver.
Chris Culliver.
Who made the homophobic remarks about I don't want those guys in my locker room, dude. Let me tell you something. If it's 53 of y'all in a room, I'm going to let you know that there's at least one or two of them that don't live the lifestyle that you live. And that's okay. You know, so we're still apparently fighting this battle. I hope the weirdness subsides for Ray and this young man, Brian Coleman, and both of them can find some peace in whatever truth they want to live.
This segment was brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Black Friday sale is on now. The lowest prices of the year and free shipping on everything. Shop doorbusters and business PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 1-877-BUY-DELL. Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated knows more about the politics of the Baseball Hall of Fame than anyone. He's going to join us next. Got a lot of questions to discuss with him about this ballot and the modern era ballot and everything. It's coming up on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable, and it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his ManCrate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he